on the line. We've got the Territory's new Minister for Primary Industry and Fisheries, Gary Higgins, the member for Daly. On such a busy day for you, Minister, really appreciate your time and congratulations.
Thank you, Matt. That's not a problem to come on.
Are you able to give us a bit of insight as to how it all played out late yesterday and last night that led to you becoming the Minister for Primary Industry?
Well, I think everyone would know that the previous minister, and I think he was doing a terrific job as the minister, stood down, so the positions became vacant, and that, of course, separate to the deputy chief minister's position. The chief minister asked me if I would pick up the roles as primary industries and fisheries and land resource management. So, of course, you know, when you get offered these sorts of jobs, you're sort of a bit honoured, I suppose, to get offered it, but they're not the sort of things that you say no to.
Is it something you've always wanted, this portfolio?
Yeah, look, the hard thing, I think, in being in the ministry is, you know, what experience you have when you go into to certain fields. Primary industries of, you know, I came off a farm. You know, we had the mango farm for, you know, 16 years. So the connection has always been there with primary industry. You know, I'm a member of the Horticultural Society, I was, so it's now the NT Farmers. When you talk about land resource management, I spent, you know, 10, 11 years on the Daly River Management Advisory Committee, so, you know, I know a reasonable about that.
Do you still own that mango farm out of Daly River?
No, look, we had someone come and buy that about 12 months ago.
Okay, right.
So... And in some ways I miss it, and other ways I don't. I mean, it's very hard, you know, as you imagine, these jobs here take, you know, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, I think.
Willem Westra van Holter was regarded by many as being a great minister and a really effective minister for this portfolio. How much time are you going to spend with him, and will there be a sort of handover?
Look, I've known Willem for many years. I was actually chairman of the Katherine Regional Tourist Association, and he was the deputy. So I'm going back now sort of almost 15, 16 years sort of thing. So I've known him quite a long time. And, of course, I'll be, you know, very heavily into sort of getting his advice on you know, what plans he had. You know, what he was doing, what you know, sort of projects he was working on. I'll get a brief from the department, of course. I'll probably get that in the next day or two on all the things that are going on.
You're in this position because of the former minister's hiccup, to use Adam Giles' language. What's your plan to make sure that trade ties with Vietnam don't suffer because of what's been said and reported in the last week or so?
Look, I think all the stuff that Willem's been doing will be continued in the same fashion and with the same vigour that he had.
Not all the stuff that the minister had been doing, I presume?
Yeah, well, in relation to his portfolio was what I meant. So I'll continue to do the same. You know, I'll put the same amount of effort in as he did. I know he was a very hard worker in that area, and I sort of think that I've worked hard for the Territory in the portfolios I've had, so I'll bring the same sort of vigour to these. I think the issues with Vietnam and any impact that's got will be something that I'll look at as one of the first priorities.
I've got more questions, but our audience have lots of questions as well, so we'll go to them. Got one here. No name attached, but says, congratulations on getting the portfolio minister. Do you think you may be able to assist with mitigating the number of wildlife deaths on the hundreds of k's of barbed wire fencing in the Territory?
That's an issue I haven't even thought about. I know people have come to me as the environment minister talking about, you know, bats in barbed wire fencing. If that's the issue, well... Look, it'll be something that I'd, you know, get briefed on.
That's all right. Rowan wants to know, will there be more barramundi fingerlings released into Manton Dam as a restocking program is needed each year to keep good numbers of fish available to recreational anglers?
Yeah, look, again, it'd be something I'd have to get briefed on. I got my own dam, you know, I'd love some money to be put into there. But
No, fair enough. There's one comment here that simply says, Gary Higgins, just remember, more folk fish than play rugby. So consult, listen and act accordingly is more important now. That's from Aaron. We'll just take that as a statement. Yep. What's your view on fracking?
Look, I think fracking, if you've got the right regulatory control around it, is probably okay. I mean, I've been very involved with the environment and, you know, reviewing the regulatory controls around all the environmental issues. That's open for discussion through until September on how people need to be consulted in that. So I think that's a moving feast at this stage, but you know, I think people have got the opportunity to have their input into it, and they should take that opportunity.
It's a busy day for you. I think you've got to get back into that big house. So thank you so much for your time on the country out today.
Not a problem, Matt.
Speak to you soon.
Thank you.
Gary Higgins. He's the member for Daly, and he today is the new Territory Minister for Primary Industry and Fisheries. He's also got the portfolios of Land Resource Management and the portfolio of Minister for Environment.